Rich Rossway with us here this morning because of a very cool project that is wrapped up here. Now, we are proudly the voice of the Negaunee miners here, but last fall we were all hematites. And what a neat project. Tell folks a little bit about what was put together.
Well, you know, we had produced a documentary, I kind of call it an instant classic, on the Ishpeming football team of 2010, working with Jeff Olson and some players and fans. Kind of part of a template that we've developed called UP Biography. So, of course, the first one we did was the Bishop Berger Royals basketball season in 1969. And, of course, we did that during football season.
Of course.
So I maybe need to plan my...
No, you're good. Because what it does is it opens up that whole other window here. We're talking football. And what a great run these kids had.
And, you know, the really neat part is what we aren't doing, I explained to Coach Olson, is this isn't just a highlight film.
Right.
You know, they played this game, they played that. And these projects, as you develop them, you don't really know what the story is going to be. You can't walk in and go, well, this is what the story is, so let's tell it. But as it evolved and as you talk to the fans and the kids, you started learning about, you know, what did that mean to the community? And what was it like in that locker room and the relationship? So we work with Wyatt Jurison and Cody Prisk, Adam Erho, which is just a hoot, and then Daniel Olson.
Sure.
Among fans, and really got a really interesting peek into what their season was about and what it meant to them.
Because there are so many underlying stories. I mean, you were an athlete. I played football years and years ago, and there's always things that the general eye doesn't see, and that's kind of what you had a chance to, it's uncover is not the right word, but maybe learn.
And one of the, we did like a premiere, a little sneak peek at the Congress Pizza on Sunday night. The place was packed, and it was really neat as you played it. Of course, myself and Dave Poirier, who did the directing with Thunder Lighting Video, we watched everybody watching the video, and it was so wonderful to see them engage with it, and the points that were humorous that they really got, and this was just the interaction among the players. So it really meant a lot to the people, and when we kind of recapped it, and they showed some of the plays in the game that kind of went sour. There was like the tip pass, and then there was the interception that wasn't.
Right.
Well, you called the game, right? Did you call that game?
No, that wasn't on that one. That was
okay.
Mike, yeah.
Okay. Well, people were booing as you kind of played it again, and they start yelling
it's
at
like,
the screen.
Folks, this is 6 months ago. Come on now.
No, it's still right there. But, you know, it put a perspective on the season. Is your season successful only if you win it all? Well, there's only one team that wins it all
right.
in each division, so... It was a nice way to tell that story and maybe put it in its proper place. So that's kind of what we tried to do.
And the name of the production is what?
The name of the production of that particular show? Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because you know, people have asked me, what do you call it? Well, it's a 2010 Ishpeming football team. Well, but it's called The Boys of Fall. And actually, the boys put together a highlight reel, and that's what they called it. So we kind of stole that.
How long is the show, by the way?
Half hour.
So it's about 30 minutes.
In about 26 minutes of actual content, we have sponsors.
Sure.
Fox Negaunee is our main sponsor. Could not do it without them.
And this is a look back, but it's not, as you said, not a highlight film. It really kind of digs a little bit into the characters that are involved in this, because you can't have a run like that without the individuals that are involved. And as people learned, obviously, with the Bishop Berger documentary that was put together, the characters are the cool part about this whole thing.
You know, they're young kids, first of all.
Sure.
And really for them to really open up and talk, I found it to be really kind of a cool experience and something I really appreciated. When we showed it at the Congress, that's what Dave and I said. You know, we thank you for letting us into this world of yours, which can be a little disturbing at times, as all young men
yeah,
in pads.
Yeah, I've been in enough locker rooms to know that...
Let's just say
you probably didn't put everything on film that you could have.
We did one of the things, without giving it away, the talk was about the halftime of Negaunee and Ishpeming. You know, Ishpeming was heavily favored, and you probably called
that game. I remember
that
game well.
Negaunee's giving it to them. So my question was, so tell me what it was about halftime. And so Wyatt Jurison says, well, first of all, we all walked very slowly to the locker room because we know what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But just to talk about that and to what happened from their perspective in the locker room versus the politically correct answer that Coach Jeff Olson gave.
Correct.
Us.
Yes.
I tend to believe what the boys were telling
players
us.
Players will look at things just a tad differently. And that was actually, you know, when I look back at that Negaunee game, and it's not because we're the Negaunee station here, but that game right there, I think, showed Ishpeming, okay, there's a little vulnerability here. We better tighten the screws.
And that's exactly what that story was about through the boys' eyes.
Yeah.
And they even talked about prior to that game, you know, we were overconfident. We were disrespectful to the coaches.
They were bulletproof,
and it helped them to really propel themselves through the season to make it to Ford Field, too. So that was really, and you're right on the dot, that was really the pivotal part of their season.
This is probably more of a like a wider-reaching kind of question when it comes to like the other documentaries produced and everything. But how much are you looking at this also beyond just being able to have sort of a program about this to actually have something that can be looked back on in
10 years or
20
so,
years or something? Because we hear about all these teams over the years, but there was the records weren't kept, or there wasn't a film, or there wasn't a tape of anything. How much of that plays into what you guys are trying to do?
I think it is. It's the driving force behind it. The Berga story, and I was a freshman at the time, and talking to Coach LeDuc through the years, and every few years we'd chat about it. Well, back in 1969, you know, it happened, they won it, it was front page headline, and then it was over.
Yeah.
And even I think with Ishpeming, you know, because of the media going so far forward, so we found that this was our way to put it to rest, to have a story that was told.
Well, it gives people a chance to relive it and re-enjoy it, because we lose that as we move on. I mean, I remember very well the 2000 state championship for the Negaunee basketball. That's gone. You know, we had all sorts of things going on here when that happened, and those are gone.
Well,
so this is like a living memory, right?
That
there
will be one of our. We don't want to do sports,
sure.
But Billy Hill and his family, they love this Berga story, and I met with her family. Well, Billy, so he says, when are you going to do the 2000 minors? So I talked to Billy the other day, and probably the month after next, we're gonna do it. Yeah, Billy, it'll be the Billy Hill story, and.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So anyway, the Ishpeming football one is actually hitting the air when?
Tonight at 9 o'clock on Charter Channel 12.
Okay.
And then again Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Now, the folks with the Dish and DirecTV, you will not get it.
Right.
We did this through the Berga program, and we're looking, and we will air it on another station. Last time was Fox UP. We may do that again, but we're looking at some other options. Just for those people to be able to get it, too. And, of course, we got the DVDs that you can always buy, though.
That, and if I'm not mistaken, won't this probably be on demand a little bit later on with
it
Charter?
It will be on demand.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
So a very interesting story told through the eyes of the players, the coaches. Congratulations, my friend. That's a heck of a project.